You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There was just this story this morning talking about, you know, it's the time of year where all the sexy costumes come out and which states have the sexiest angels and robbers and devils. And then the states that were into the less revealing costumes. And I think like right around the top one or two was Colorado. And they're like, well, it could be because it's so freaking cold around Halloween that you don't want to be sexy angel.
Yeah.
With all your skin flapping out.
Costumes with coats. I mean, move it to the end of September and you're good to go.
What a great business idea for somebody that lives in Colorado. Have coat costumes. Open up a store called Coat Costumes where they're big, fluffy down coats, but yet it doubles as a costume.
Yeah, so you're Batman, but it's a big, fluffy coat. It's like a
which
North
would be perfect.
Face jacket or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, like any superhero costume would be perfect because it looks like you got big muscles. It's just
fluffy.
All down.
Well, yeah. I don't know. We'll
make it happen.
You know, and then there's the candy. I got to tell you a funny story before we get to this list of what they say are the worst candies. And we will open up the phones and you can definitely call in and make your nomination what you think is the worst candy. Like the one when you went trick-or-treating, what you hated getting in your bag or your little plastic pumpkin. But I got to tell you, Gretch went to Costco or some store and she got two of those, you know, the big bags of candy. And she went ahead and opened one, and not for her to snack on, but she put them in a bowl that she uses for her piano students.
Oh, sure.
She teaches piano Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursday afternoons. And you know, a lot of times it's more than one kid at a time. Like a family will have brother, sister, or two brothers or two sisters or whatever. And one will sit in the dining room and color or do whatever.
Sure.
While the other one is getting their lesson. Well, the rule is that you can take one piece of candy when you're done with your lesson. She's always had that rule. And I was in the guest bathroom that's right around the corner from the piano room yesterday. And I looked in the trash can in there and there were all these candy wrappers. And I went back and I said, "Do you know about the candy wrapper?" She goes, "No." And what we figured out is that while she's teaching the one kid, the other one is going and grabbing multiple pieces of candy, going into the bathroom.
Scarfing them.
Yeah, just scarfing them down.
Oh.
And they think they're getting away with it by putting the wrappers just in the, at least they're not flushing the
wrappers.
I was
going to say, because you're on like septic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you don't want to be a bunch of Twix wrappers in your septic system.
Yes. But they think, you know, it's like going in the bathroom to smoke, only they're going in there to eat their Twix. You know, so
I love that.
It was great. So they got to step up their game. Her hands on her hips. She's like, "Well, those little SOBs. What? Look at this. They're stealing extra candy.
Where'd all the Twix go?"
I gotta,
that kid needs to up his game, though, and truly flush those wrappers. I mean,
please don't do that. I would rather you steal the candy and just, you know, it's funny.
That's pretty good.
I think it's kind of creative on their part.
And
you know,
cute.
They sneak in there so that.
There's a cute factor to it, too, that this little chubby kid's running in there.
I'm telling you, man, it wasn't just one or two rappers.
I love it. I absolutely
maybe
love
I
it.
Maybe I just start doing that so I don't
then
get
blame
shamed
the kids.
By her. You know, I'll blame it on the kids, right? It's like blaming farts on the dog.
Yep, that's right.
Like, oh, hey, babe, I didn't eat all those M&Ms.
She's like, let me smell your breath. Let me smell your breath.
So now there's a list out of the worst candies that you can hand out. And the website's kind of funny because they put a thing on there about, you know, with each candy, what are your odds of getting your house egged because you hand these out?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Before I even tell you the list, what is your memory of worst candy that you ever?
Well, by far, it came in at number 11 on the list. The Tootsie Rolls, man. Absolutely disgusting. Little hard turd candies that nobody likes. They're
and
gross.
Then there was always that family who thought that they were dressing it up because they would do like the strawberry flavored.
There are
Tootsie
a different
Rolls
variety. Yeah, yeah. But still, it's this is not a good candy. And they do. If you let them sit too long, rock hard.
It's a poor choice.
Very
don't be that
poor
house.
Choice. If you have Tootsie Rolls, throw them out immediately.
We'll tell you if it's on the list of the top 10 worst candies, all right? And we'll start with Abigail. Abigail, what are you thinking?
Starburst.
See?
Only the yellow and orange ones.
They're basically like flavored Tootsie Rolls at that point, honestly.
See, you know what? You're right.
I'm with you in that I have never in my life been a Starburst person.
Not even the red ones?
No, people think I'm a weirdo. Man. I don't like anything that is can stick to your teeth. I'm out.
But Abigail's 100%. Correct because it's essentially the flavored Tootsie Roll just in a square shape. It's the same candy. We've been bamboozled.
I wonder if it's like, Abigail, thank you for that by the way.
Perfect.
I wonder if it's like, what was the candy thing or whatever we were talking about that... They're different colors, but they all taste exactly the same.
Supposedly Skittles, right?
Is it Skittles or another one?
I think it's Skittles. They're supposed to all be
the same flavor. Yeah. But
the color tricks your mind, right?
You see the color red, and so you think it... Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
By the way, Starburst is not on the list of top 10.
No.
It should be.
So I guess those are fine.
Here's Michelle. Michelle, good morning. What candy are you talking about?
The Circus Peanuts.
Michelle, don't start with me. Don't you do it.
Jeremy's the one who loves them.
I
have no beef with them. I'll eat a Circus Peanut. I just don't worship them as much as Jeremy.
The way they like disintegrate in your mouth is like the best feeling. They've just got a weird...
Michelle, they're shaped like peanuts.
They're little peanuts, Michelle.
Adorable. Hey, we got to tell you, it did not make the top 10, though, Michelle. It's not in the 10 worst candies.
They don't really come in individual packets, though, the Circus Peanut. Like, you'd have to drop in a full bag of them. I mean, I've never seen those. Oh, I guess you could hand out each one individual peanut to every kid that came by.
Put it in a baggie. Michelle, thank you for the call.
Bye,
we
Michelle.
Appreciate you so much. All right, she says Circus Peanuts. That also was not in the top 10.
No.
Here's Sarah. Sarah, what candy are we leaving out?
All right, the wax lips.
Do they even make those anymore?
No idea. My question is like, were you supposed to swallow them? Because if not, that explains all my stomach issues these days.
Because you ate too many wax lips? What do you do on the weekends? Gnaw on candles? Okay, so they have the wacko wax lips at Walmart still, it looks like.
Aha. Uh-huh. You know, just for old time's sake, Sarah, go to Walmart and get a package. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm halfway tempted, honestly. I am.
You really should. Yeah, and take them into the office. Just don't swallow. You're not supposed to swallow
them. Just wear them around and act like it's no big deal.
Oh, my God. You're delightful. Thank you for that call. These are great. By the way, wax lips did not make the top 10 either. Mm-hmm. Nobody has guessed one of the top 10ers yet. Here's Aaron. Aaron, what do you think?
Well, it definitely has to be a tiebreaker between Dots and Milk Duds.
Milk Duds, the little deer turds.
Again, sticks to your teeth. I like the taste of Milk Duds, but I can't have stuff sticking to my teeth. But get a load of this. Dots was in the top 10.
Aha!
They put Dots at number 5.
I kind of like those little boxes of Dots, though. You suck on them. You don't want to chew on them, especially if you have braces.
They're awful. I'm with Aaron.
All right. More from me.
Aaron, thank you very much for that call. We appreciate you. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
All right. And then let's see if Martha can take a guess at one of the top 10 worst candies on Halloween. Martha, what are you nominating?
Well, I don't think my nomination is going to make the list, but when I was a kid, I lived a block and a half from my grandparents. And we had to go to their house every year with my friends. My grandparents would always hand out little tiny boxes of raisins. Wasn't even candy.
Oh, hell no. That house is getting teepeed immediately.
You got to egg your grandparents. Even if it's
egg and teepee.
You got to egg it, yeah.
Yeah. That's gross.
Yeah. Though.
You know, you're right. It didn't make the top 10, but we agree with you. So thank you for your call. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, I will. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, number 10 on the list was hot tamales. I like hot tamales. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Number 9, Dum Dums. I got to agree
with
that.
Those are fine.
Nah. Number 8, Twizzlers. Why?
What's wrong with Twizzlers?
I don't know, Jeremy. I also like number 7, the Werther's Original Caramel.
Well, if the elderly are out trick-or-treating, then you hand them the Werther's Original.
I even liked those as a kid.
Really?
Man, they taste good.
No.
Number 6, Double Bubble Bubble Gum.
The flavor lasts about 23 seconds.
Ah, but it's, for you, that's the second best 23 seconds of your life.
Burn! Is that because I said Werther's are for old people?
Yes. I got you back.
What a jerk.
Number five, dots. I
There's
agree.
The dots. Horrible. Yep.
Number four, I had not heard of. Maybe you have. Chico stick. Do you know that?
Chico stick.
It's supposedly some sort of like peanut butter and coconut thing or whatever.
Who's buying Chico sticks?
I don't
That's
know.
That's dumb. That's a dumb one.
And I'm fine with numbers 3, 2, and 1. Candy corn, which I know you don't like.
No, it's very polarizing.
Ugh. I like it. Number 2, Good and Plenty.
Love
like
that.
Good and Plenty.
Love that.
And number 1, they went with the Necco wafers. Again, they're kind of chalky tasting in a way.
The Necco wafer is the one candy that you always see in every like gas station on a road trip. They're just sitting there in a box looking all dusty like they've been there since the 50s.
Yeah, and they may have been.
Yes.
Wasn't Necco Wafers that company, too, that was they went into like Chapter 11 bankruptcy and then they got bought out by someone else who then, after taking some time off, they started reissuing Necco Wafers? I think that's
what happened
with them.
But anyway, you might as well just eat a handful of like Rolaids or Tums. It's the same. Same thing. Same flavor, consistency, all that.
Or just chew on a piece of chalk from your classroom or something. It's same consistency.
Yeah.
So I was looking at this list. 7 of the 10 they say are the worst, I'm totally fine with.
Yeah,
so I feel
I'm
like
down.
I'm a weirdo.
I'm down to clown with these candies.